Hey guys, welcome to Char's Corner, a positive podcast that encourages and strengthens in all times of need and season. I am your host, Lady C, and I say welcome to each and every one of you. What's up, everybody? It is the one and only Lady C. I'm here. I'm back with another episode of Char's Corner. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And I just want to say that I appreciate each and every one of you on today. So how you doing? How you been? How has life been treating you on this journey, in this season? What's going on? What is happening? What is popping? I gotta talk. That's how we gotta do it. But anyway, I hope all is well with each and every one of you. I hope that whatever season that you are in, whatever part of the journey that life has for you right now, that you are making it. You are trying your best. You are faking it till you make it. Sometimes that's better than nothing. Today, I just want to actually shout out to all my friends. I ain't got that many, but I got a few. I have a few. So shout out to all of my friends, my good friends, my friends who I can call on in any time of whatever. I appreciate you. I appreciate each and every one of you. Now, I said I don't have many, and I really don't. I only have about probably, let me count. One, two. Probably about like five, maybe four. So that's a handful. And I was, and it's funny, because I was actually talking to my cousin about this a couple weeks ago. We were talking about friends, and she was saying, you know, I don't have friends. She was like, you know, everybody who's really friends is really all my cousins. And I was like, you know, that's a true statement, because I don't have friends either. I mean, besides you, cousin, really, I only got about like four friends. And that's about it. And we went on to, you know, talk about, you know, what friends really are. And something that I told her that I really didn't realize until about, I'd say, a few months ago. Friends are more like your family. Your friends, especially female friends, they are more like your sisters. Doesn't matter, you know, if you met them at the weirdest time, you know, they are your friends. And for me, I would say that I've had people who were in my life who I thought were my friends. I mean, granted, we were friends, but then we fell off. And as time went on, I realized that, you know, really, we weren't really friends. Like we were friends, and then we were good friends, like, you know, at one point and one moment at a time, and now we're not really friends. Like, we back to really just being associates. And so, but I know that I can call on them. See, that's the thing about friends. You can have friends. So this is the cycle. The cycle is strangers to associates, associates to friends, friends to family. That's the cycle when it comes to friendships or to relationships. But for friendships, I would say that I know for me especially, I have associates that I can still call on at any time, because we have that bond, we have that connection, we have that that bind that keeps us close and connected. And I was even telling my grandmother, I was telling her, I said, you know, I thank God for my childhood friends, right? I thank God for my childhood friends, because my childhood friends, they were and they are the friends that who grows up with you, may stray, come back like nothing ever happened. And I appreciate those kind of people. Doesn't matter what part of the world each and every one of us are in, but we are still connected together. Funny, not really a funny story, but one of my very good friends, one of my very good friends, the one and only Tiffany Langhorne, she is a wonderful friend, and it sucks that we are only like a state apart, but we have grown together so much. And I was talking to her the other day, and she's actually my accountability partner, so she holds me accountable for everything that I do, and I hold her accountable for everything that she does and says. And I was talking to her the other day, and she said, friend, we are alike. And we are both on this journey together. So no matter what you do, no matter what you say, just remember that we kind of in this boat together. But we're going to make it. We're going to sail, and we're going to succeed. Friends like those, accountability friends, or rather accountability partners, who were there for a lifetime. I mean, my four friends, we all met at a different time. Two of my good friends, they're actually rather the godchildren of my pets when I get them, and the godchildren of my cars. Yes, I have godchildren of my vehicles, don't play. Those two, really is one, they have been with me since about in my teens. And then came the one and only Tiffany Langhorne, and then came another good friend of mine. And it's amazing of how God places people in your life who are strangers. I mean, you didn't think that you would even like them, but God places certain people in your life for whatever reason, whether it's for a season or forever. And then you wind up growing. They wind up growing on you. You wind up growing on them. You wind up growing together. You wind up crying and laughing and sharing the good times and the bad times and the secrets. You wind up sharing all that with just your good friends, because you can't share that with everyone. But I'm just so grateful for my good friends, because times when I wanted to quit in college and become a stripper, yes. Times when I wanted to beat myself up about certain things, times when I wanted to just say, you know what, I'm throwing in the towel, this doesn't matter anymore, I really don't care. They have picked me up. They have poured into me when I couldn't pour into myself. They have pretty much been the rock and the shoulder when I felt like I couldn't talk to anybody else. My good friends, I thank you. I thank you. And they probably won't even be listening to this until like months later, but that's okay, because I thank you. I thank my friends that were in the season that I needed them in and know that I can still talk to them. I thank you too. Because if it wasn't for you, I don't know where or what would happen in that season, but I thank you. And then I also thank the people who are my so-called friends that I asked God to remove out of my life, because simply, I don't like friends who has drama. I don't like it. But I thank you, because you've given me the laughs. You've given me the confidence, the build for myself. I thank you. I appreciate you. But if it really wasn't for the real friends that I have right now, that I know are my forever friends, I probably wouldn't even be on here today. So I say that to each and every one of you. Tell your good friends you love them. You appreciate them. You're grateful for them. Tell your friends who you don't speak to, whether it's every day or time to time, tell them the same thing. And then tell your friends who are now your associates, tell them thank you. Because if it wasn't for them, you wouldn't have the energy or you wouldn't have the confidence to do what you're capable of doing. We all have friends in each of those categories. Or rather, we have people in each of those categories. And like the song says, friends, how many of us have them? Let's be friends. Right. Mm-hmm. We have to appreciate that song, is what I'm basically trying to say. Because if you didn't become friends, you wouldn't have a connection. You would just still be strangers. And eventually strangers become associates, and associates become friends. And then friends become forever friends / family. So I just want to say, just take the time to appreciate your friends. Evaluate, if you have to, the friends that you have, the friends that you've come in contact with that you didn't think you would come in contact with. Just appreciate them. Reflect on them. Reassure them. Love on them. Because, as they say, blood is thicker than water, and sometimes your family, your friends are your family. And sometimes they're not replaceable because they're your forever friends. Well, I hope that you have enjoyed this episode. If you did, would you please do me a favor? Subscribe to the podcast, for one. Number two, share it with your friends, share it with someone in need. And then number three, go ahead and just follow us on Instagram, 2 Shars Corner, C-H-A-R-S-C-O-R-N-E-R.